Ladies and gentlemen, I have been asked to explain to you what the Boy Scout movement is. It is a tall order to compress into 3 minutes talk an ideal that is being followed by over 1.5 million of boys. The movement primarily is a brotherhood of service of boys and men, a school of character and citizenship, of personal efficiency for the good of the community. This sounds highfalutin for what is, as we know it, a band of bare-kneed rascals with cowboy hats and staves in their hands. But remember, you cannot give them character through ordinary classroom methods. You have to use other means. The boys are eager to join in a jolly game of brothership with its healthy camp life and handy pioneer training. Their moral character is developed by our method of self-government under a code of chivalry in the Scout law. Their spiritual character is developed by their being brought face to face with the wonders and beauties of nature. The boy is naturally active rather than passive in temperament, and we give him opportunities of performance rather than of profession. Scouts make themselves efficient, not merely for their own good, but in order to be helpful to the community. In other words, they train to be good citizens. Character is far more essential to a successful career of a man. Character in its individual members is essential for the character of the nation, and character in the nation is similarly essential to its welfare. As a school for character, therefore, the Scout movement is non-military, non-sectarian, non-political, and non-class. On these lines, the movement has come in the space of 12 years to be adopted by every civilized country. The brotherhood spirit has thus grown up automatically. It is forming a personal tie not only between the states of the British Commonwealth, but also between the different foreign countries. It may just supply that soul which is needed to make the form of the League of Nations a living force, such as will render war impossible in the future. The movement is growing every day in size and in effect. All we want are more men in this great brotherhood of service to do this joyous work for God, their country, and the boy. A work that all who try it can testify is well worthwhile.